following program is a special presentation from the Talking Information Center. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings from the Talking Information Center and hello to our listeners. I'm your announcer, Joe O'Connor, and I welcome you to the Talking Information Center's Radio Theater, presented by TIC's radio and podcast players, fondly known as the Rappers. This month, the Talking Information Center celebrates 43 years of providing reading services to the blind and low vision community. With the help of over 200 volunteers, TIC broadcasts over 320 publications over our radio station each week so that those living with low vision can have access to the printed word. Our service not only allows our listeners to live informed and autonomous lives, it helps combat loneliness. This is especially critical, as isolation has been classified as one of the largest health risks in the world, especially for seniors over 65. Please consider volunteering your time or donating to this vital service. You may contact us at 781-834-4400 or visit ticnetwork.org for more information. Tonight, we present the romantic fantasy, Stairway to Heaven. This radio adaptation of the 1946 British film traverses heaven and earth to make the case that love conquers all. We offer a special thank you to our sponsors, the Maine Family Foundation, the Massachusetts Cultural Council, and the Bridgewater, Duxbury, Marshfield, and Scituate Cultural Councils. Their generous contribution helped make it possible for TIC to delight its listeners with dramas and comedies from old-time radio. And now, it's time to lean in, listen up, and enjoy our production of Stairway to Heaven. This is the story of two worlds, the one you know called Earth, and the other existing only in the mind of a young pilot whose life and imagination had been violently shaken by war. It's 1945, shortly before dawn. Over the North Sea, a Lancaster bomber riddled by shells and on fire struggles through a dense fog toward the English coast. The pilot has just made radio contact with an air-sea rescue station.
Hello! Hello down there! Can you hear me?
Hello! Hello, Lancaster! Where are you? Where are you? Request your position. Come in, Lancaster!
Lancaster to base. Position nil. Repeat, nil. Somewhere over channel. Heavy fog. Ceiling zero. No, correction. -0.
Hello, Lancaster! Identify yourself. Identify yourself, please.
H-27. 27. Did you get that? It's important. What's your name?
I cannot read you. Cannot read you. Request your position.
Can't give you my position. Instruments gone. Crew gone too. Bailed out on my orders. Did you get that?
Crew bailed out on pilot's orders.
My station warned it. Bomber group A, G, for George. Got that?
Hello, G, George. Yes, I can hear you. Are you all right? Are you trying to land? Do you want a fix?
The name's not G, George. It's P, Peter. Peter D. Carter. The D's for David. Squadron leader, Peter D. Carter. No, I'm not going to land. Undercarriage is gone. Interport's on fire. What's your name?
Hello, Lancaster. Do not understand. Are you wounded? Are you bailing out?
Presently, yes, I'm bailing out. What's your name?
June.
American.
Yes. Peter, can we help you?
Afraid not, June. I'm bailing out. Only one trouble. I've got no parachute.
Hello. Hello, Peter. Do not understand. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, June. Don't be afraid. It's quite simple. My parachute's cut to ribbons, and I'd rather jump than fry. June, are you pretty?
Not bad.
You've got a nice voice. It's funny. I've known dozens of girls, been in love with some of them, but an American girl whom I've never seen will hear my last words. That's funny.
Well, Peter, perhaps we can do something. Let me report it.
No, June. No one can help. Only you. Let me do this my way. I want to be alone with you. Where were you born?
Massachusetts, Boston.
That's the place to be born. History was made there. Are you in love with anyone? No. No, don't answer that.
Oh, I could love a man like you, Peter.
I love you, June. You're life, and I'm leaving you. Where do you live? On the station?
Oh, no. In a big country house about, well, 5 miles from here. Leawood House.
Good. I'll be a ghost and come and see you. What time will you be home?
Well, I'm on duty till 6, and then I cycle along the beach to... Oh, Peter, this is such nonsense.
No, it's not. It's the best sense I've ever heard. I was fortunate to get you, June. What do you think the next world's like? I've got my own ideas.
Oh, Peter.
I think it starts where this one leaves off. Anyway, I'll know soon enough. Fire's getting pretty bad now. I'm bailing out. I'm signing off, June. Goodbye, darling. Goodbye.
Hello, G for George. Hello, G, George. Hello, Peter. Peter.
Easy. Easy now, fellow. I don't need my face washed. Must have been thoroughly cleaned in the channel. Sure, old boy. I'm glad to see you, too. I always hoped there would be dogs in heaven. Dogs in... By Jove, there are! And there's a girl coming along the beach now. See her, old pal? Riding her bike? Just the way June said she... June! No, it couldn't be. It couldn't possibly. And yet, I'd know her voice. I'd... Hi! Hi there! Hello!
Hello yourself! Well, what's wrong?
Her voice. You're June.
And you're Peter. Oh, Peter, I'm so glad you're safe. Are you hurt?
My head feels a bit queer.
Oh, it's just a little cut, nothing much. Oh, Peter, it was a cruel joke.
If it was, it was on me.
I've been crying so ever since we said goodbye. I was sure that you were... Peter, what happened? How did you get here?
I don't know. I just don't know.
But this is simply ridiculous. Pilot Carter is on our books. He should have checked in by now. We've not had a mistake up here in heaven in 2,000 years. Monsieur Conductor, how did this happen?
Sacre bleu. Monsieur Ricardaire, it was the fog. If you will forgive me, your English fog. Is this pilot jump? He got lost in the fog and vanished?
How long ago was that?
19 hours, monsieur.
Don't you know that any slips must be reported immediately?
I lost my head.
Not long in the service?
I joined during the French Revolution.
I see. Natural death?
I lost my head.
Well, you've certainly complicated things for us. In this interim, Pilot Carter has fallen in love.
So?
Nevertheless, you will proceed to Earth at once, explain your error, and ask Pilot Carter to follow you.
Oui, Monsieur Ricardaire.
I say there, just a minute.
Monsieur?
I'm Bob Trubshaw, Peter's radio man. I was killed before the others bailed out. Could you give him a message for me when you see him? Rather important.
Why, with pleasure, monsieur. What is the message?
Just say, what ho!
You know, I still don't believe it, June. Here we are, on a picnic together, and only yesterday I thought...
No, don't say it, Peter. It's too awful. Don't say it.
All right, I'll stick to practical things. Sandwich, darling? June?
She cannot hear you, my friend. She is asleep.
Asleep? June! June, wake up!
That is useless, of course. She cannot wake up. We are talking in space, you and I, not in time.
Are you crazy?
Well, just look at your watch. It is not moved since you so charmingly said, sandwich, darling. Nor will it move till we have finished our little talk.
Who are you?
You may call me your conductor, if you wish. We should have met yesterday at dawn. Unfortunately, I missed you.
You couldn't have missed me because I wasn't here. Now, if you'll excuse me.
I bring you a message from Monsieur Trubshaw.
Bob? Bob's dead.
Oh, yes, he's dead. Oh, and he says, what ho!
Well, that sounds like Trubshaw. But he is dead, isn't he?
Certainement. And what should happen to a man who jumps from his aircraft without a parachute?
Who told you?
No one, monsieur, but I am telling you. You should also be dead. But I miss you because of your ridiculous English climate.
And what do you want now?
Why, you, my friend.
What for?
To conduct you to heaven.
You don't mean...
Precisely, my friend.
But this is absolutely fantastic. What if I refuse to go?
Refuse? That is impossible. Others are called every minute of the day. Do they refuse? No, they do not.
They have no right.
Exactly.
But I have.
You have? Why?
Look, I've fallen in love because of your mistake. I'm in an entirely different position from what I was last night. Last night, I expected to die. I was ready to die. And it wasn't my fault that I didn't. It was yours.
But, monsieur...
And in the meantime, I've fallen in love. There ought to be a law to cover that. What about the laws in the place you come from?
I am not permitted to express any political views.
Well, if it's a respectable place, there ought to be a law of appeal.
But, mon ami, that has never been done.
That's no reason why it can't be done now.
Oh, this is all very strange, irregular. I think I leave you for a little while. I must report above for instruction.
Good. Go on. Report.
And do not fall any more in love.
I couldn't be any more in love.
Yes, I know what you mean, my friend. Just between us, she is exquisite. Au revoir.
No, thank you, darling.
No, thank you what?
Well, you just asked me to have a sandwich.
Did I? Oh, yes, I remember. Just before you fell asleep.
I haven't been asleep.
You haven't? Did you hear us talking?
No. Who was there to talk to?
This conductor character they sent for me. Said he missed me in the fog, so I asked for an appeal. And he's gone back to June. Do I look crazy?
Oh, not to me, darling. Are you?
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't here at all. Maybe I... my head.
Oh, Peter, what is it?
This headache. This awful headache.
Darling, I think we'll start back now. I want to stop and see Frank, Dr. Reeves. And that's everything I know up to now. You'll have to find out the rest yourself.
My dear June, I know
you're the only civilian doctor left in the village. I know you're tired, you're overworked, but you are the best neurologist in the country, and...
Let's say I'm a fairly good guesser.
Oh, your guesses are published in all the medical magazines, and Dr. McEwen says...
I know what Dr. McEwen says. I talked with him after you telephoned me.
Oh, Frank.
You know, Carter should have rejoined his station today. Strictly speaking, he's an RAF case.
He's not a case at all. He's a person, a very fine person, and I don't want just anybody mauling him about and asking him questions. Frank, I want you.
I'm flattered, but you can't go around kidnapping RAF officers just because you like the shape of their nose.
Oh, it's not his nose. It's his voice. I fell for that before I ever saw him.
He still thinks he bailed out without a parachute.
Yes.
And he has hallucinations?
Mm-hmm.
And during these bouts, does he go rather pale?
Yes. Yes, he does.
And he has headaches. Here.
I think so. And he does see things. And hear things.
Did you tell him he was talking rubbish?
Well, why should I? He's not talking rubbish. He's talking very logically.
Oh, then he can't be in love. All right, all right. Tell him I'll see him right after tea and to plan on staying here with me for a while.
With you?
I've arranged it with his commanding officer. Now run along.
I'm going. And Frank?
Yes?
He has a cute nose, too. I rushed right over the moment I got off. Where is he, Frank?
Sleeping. I gave him a tablet. He ought to wake up about 11.
Tell me, what do you think of him?
I think he's fascinating.
Oh, so do I.
Not biologically, medically.
Oh, you've examined him?
Oh, we had quite a long talk last night.
Do you know what's wrong with him?
Yes, I think I do.
Will he be, all right?
He'll be all right.
Then he's not going mad? His brain isn't being affected?
It won't be if we can relieve the pressure. I think the fried onions were the real clue.
Fried onions?
He told me that when this heavenly messenger, this conductor fellow, appeared, he had a strong sense of smelling fried onions.
Oh, I don't understand.
I don't expect you to, but to a neurologist, it's very important. It points to pressure on the brain. Peter will have to be operated on.
But how did he survive the jump from the plane?
I don't know. The main thing right now is for him to win his appeal. His appeal against dying.
Are you serious?
Perfectly serious. We must help him win it.
But how?
It depends on what message the conductor brings when he comes back.
Oh, but suppose he loses his case. Suppose he... this is absurd.
If we see that Peter is losing or we think he's going to lose, we'll find the reason he survived. Or we'll invent one. We'll invent the greatest lie in medical history. Now, how about that game of chess?
Well, sure, if you'd like.
The board is right here in June... Don't worry about Peter. I left a bell at the side of his bed.
A bell?
He promised to ring if the conductor arrives. Go ahead. Your move.
Right.
Dr. Reeves, June!
He's here.
I smell the fried onions again. Dr. Reeves, June.
I am sorry, my friend. They cannot hear your bell.
You are here. I knew you were. What have you done to Frank and June?
The same old trick. I've put them to sleep.
Put them to sleep? What for?
I had to, mon ami. You and I must have our little talk.
All right, let's have it. What's the word?
In good time, mon ami. I see you play chess.
Chess? Yes, I do. How did you know?
Oh, very simple. That book in your hand?
Oh, this. Well, I was reading it when I fell asleep.
Alekhine's Best Games of Chess. Uh-huh. May I have a look at it? Thank you.
Stop stalling. What about my appeal?
Well, speaking officially, I have good news.
Fine.
You're being allowed to appeal to a high court.
Splendid.
Not entirely, my friend. You had best prepare yourself for a shock.
Why? Is there a catch to it?
The prosecuting counsel is Abraham Farlan.
Come again?
Abraham Farlan.
Never heard of him.
He died in Boston, Massachusetts, in 1776. He died with the help of a British bullet.
Oh, so he might be prejudiced, eh?
Prejudiced? Let's just say he hates your guts. He hates the guts of all Englishmen. And particularly, he hates you for this little affair with such a nice girl from Boston.
It's not a little affair.
Oh, a big affair he will hate even more. My advice is to choose a good man for yourself.
As defending counsel?
Precisely.
Can I choose anyone I want?
Anybody in the other world. Anybody who's ever lived upon Earth. Socrates, William Pitt, Henri VIII, Madame du Barry. Oh, she knows all about love.
No, rather a one-track mind, I'd say. I'll think it over.
And by the way, this book on chess, I'd like to borrow it.
Sorry, it's not mine. It belongs to Frank. Dr. Reeves.
Doctors.
What about doctors?
They give me a great deal of trouble in my job. Au revoir, mon ami. I will be back.
June, Dr. Reeves, come quickly.
Steady, old boy.
He was here. I couldn't waken you.
Oh, darling, you're so excited. Here, sit down.
Oh, thanks.
Peter, you didn't give in to anything.
No.
That's the spirit. I'll go fix you something. It'll quiet you down.
June, darling, great news. I'm to be allowed to appeal.
Really?
All I've got to do is choose my counsel. It's very important. I don't want to lose you.
Oh, darling, I don't intend for you to lose me. No one can take you from me. I won't let them.
It's the counsel that's so important, June. A judgment against me would be backed up by all the power of this world and the other. If that
Here you are, fella. Drink this, will you?
Frank, they've given him the right to appeal.
Ah, splendid. Peter, did you smell anything?
Yes, same thing. Fried onions again.
Good. Now, how about getting to bed? Tomorrow you'll feel fresh as a daisy.
But I've got to decide on my counsel. Dr. Reeves, you do believe me.
Of course.
You've got to believe me. It's so important. I can prove it. The book.
What book, dear?
The chess book. Alekhine's 100 Games. It's gone. He took it along with him.
Rotten night, Dr. Reeves. Rough on you having to ride that motorbike all the way to the base.
I'm used to it, Dr. McEwen, and I had to come in. We don't dare wait any longer. Peter Carter's brain is deteriorating. We must operate tonight.
But we're swamped here. Are you sure about your diagnosis?
Absolutely. His highly organized hallucinations, coupled with a sense of smell, everything points to arachnoid adhesions involving the olfactory nerve and brain. It's a tricky operation, but you'll pull it off. I know you will.
Well, at least I have your notes. I'll go over them again while they're bringing Carter in. Ambulance is on the way now.
Then I'll be off. Meet them on the way and convoy them in. Good luck.
Goodbye, sir. Doctor, that lorry! Look out! Dr. Reeves!
You will stand in line to get your wings, please. Line forms on this side. Your name, sir?
My name is Reeves. Dr. Frank Reeves.
Well, mon cher ami.
I beg your pardon?
I have been waiting to thank you for the use of this book. Oh, believe me, there is no one who writes about chess like Alekhine.
Oh, so it's you.
Who else? And how's our dear friend, Peter?
He's on the operating table now. McEwen's a good man. Peter has a fighting chance.
Is that an official opinion, Doctor?
What do you mean?
He has chosen you to be his counsel.
Oh, he knows I'm dead?
He guessed it when you didn't return. June told him in the ambulance. Do you accept?
I do.
Ah, this should be very interesting. Of course, all our facilities are at your disposal. Is there anything special you might wish?
Yes, I wish to have a talk with Peter.
Two more sponges, nurse. We've got to close the door.
Psst. Psst. Peter.
Oh, you're back again, eh? And Frank, you too?
Peter, I want to talk to you.
Right. But are you sure Dr. McEwen won't miss me?
Miss you? You know me, mon ami.
That surgeon's really neat, Peter. Very neat indeed. I like his work. You're in good hands.
I know.
Now, look here.
I know what's coming, Frank.
Well, I'm flattered naturally, but are you sure I'm the best man for you?
Quite sure.
Doesn't it worry you I'm no lawyer?
No.
If he gets onto politics, I'm sunk.
Who isn't? Come on, Frank. You must have something.
Just a little common sense.
Well, if it's as rare up there as it is down here, it'll do me fine.
Peter, I've no evidence.
Of course you have. Love. Just think of that.
Monsieur, I have been thinking of it for 200 years. Doctor, the trial is just about to start. We had better go back.
Very well.
Monsieur Recorder, we are ready.
The case of Peter Carter versus Heaven will now be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to negligence by the Department of Admission, Peter Carter is in the embarrassing position of dangling between heaven and earth. Here and now, we must decide whether to pull him up or grant an extension of his term on earth. The jury will take their places, please. Are counsels ready? Abraham Fallon?
All ready, Your Honor.
Dr. Reeves?
Quite ready, Your Honor.
The prosecution has the floor. Mr. Fallon?
Your Honor, gentlemen of the jury, the defendant, Squadron Leader Peter D. Carter, should have died on the 2nd of May, 1945, at 10 after 4 of the clock, British double summertime. Now, due to an oversight, the defendant did not die, and when summoned to report some 20 hours later, he refused to accompany our heavenly conductor, claiming that in the interim his status had been changed. He had fallen in love. He states that in these 20 hours, which he borrowed...
Milord, I object to the word borrowed. My client did not ask for. He was given the 20 hours in question.
Objection granted. Continue, Mr. Fallon.
Milord, the next questions are, is this young Englishman in love with this young lady of good American stock? And more important, is she in love with him?
Why do you stress their nationality, sir?
Very important, Dr. Reeves. A boy and girl from two dissimilar countries, different backgrounds, different foods, different songs, even different taxes.
Sir, may I bring you up to date? We are living in the 20th century. Not the 18th.
Sir, may I bring you up to date? We are not living at all.
Well, that's a point. Milord, I ask for a recess.
A recess? Does the defense deem that vital to the case?
I do, Milord. I ask that Peter and June be brought here. I submit that they should speak for themselves.
It's a little irregular, of course. But then this is a court of justice, not law. Very well. It is so ordered.
Peter Carter, you are on the witness stand, and you are under oath. Do you understand?
Yes, Mr. Farland.
You know me, sir?
There's no mistaking you.
Your smile is not unattractive, young man. Did you use it to enamor this young American girl?
I love her, sir.
You claim you love her. Can you prove it?
Well, if you give me time, sir, 50 years will do.
I asked, can you prove it? Would you die for her?
I would, but I'd rather live.
You young devil.
Mr. Fallon.
I apologize for the expression, my lord. Your witness, Dr. Reeves.
No questions, sir.
Oh, very well. Then I call the girl.
June, over this way, my dear.
Shall I sit here?
Yes, and don't be frightened. Your witness, Mr. Farlan.
Thank you. Now then, young lady, do you know this man, Peter D. Carter?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, I only met him a few days ago.
Oh, you hardly know him, but you think you love him.
Oh, but I do love him.
No nonsense.
Your Honor, I object. Counsel will withdraw the expression.
Oh, it's all right, Frank. He's right. There's no sense in love.
You see? Wisdom still flowers in Boston. Now, young lady, can you prove you love him? Would you be willing to die for him?
Yes.
Oh. Would you take his place in the balance sheet?
Yes.
No, don't believe her.
Why not, Mr. Carter? Don't you?
Yes, I do, but you've got no right to ask that of her.
Peter, please. You mustn't interrupt.
Frank, you too. Well, all the dirty tricks.
Young man, this is contempt of court. I shall have you committed.
Commit away. June, don't answer any more questions. They may get me, but they won't get you too.
Peter, wait. June, you know me well. Do you trust me?
Yes, Frank, I trust you.
Then I tell you this. It is absolutely necessary that you take Peter's place in the other world.
Frank, have you gone mad?
June, if you love him, step across this line knowing you can never return.
June, he's out of his mind.
June?
Yes, Frank. I'm coming across. I'm going.
No, June, wait. Don't move. Your Honor, gentlemen of the jury, I submit the point is clear. Each of them has proved it, sirs. This is love beyond question, in heaven or on earth. My lord, I rest. You may return the witnesses to earth.
All right, nurse. He's coming around now. I'm sure he'll be all right. Let's see if he recognizes you, miss.
Peter?
June? June, darling?
Oh, hello, Peter.
June, we won.
Oh, I know we did. And, Peter, the funniest thing. You know what I found in the pocket of your robe?
What?
That book. Alekhine's book on chess. How in heaven's name did that get there?
I hope you enjoyed our performance of Stairway to Heaven. This show was performed by TIC volunteers Les Taylor as Peter, Karen Hayes as June, George Krein as Dr. Reeves and Bob, Rick Mason as the conductor and Farlan, and Joe O'Connor as the recorder, the judge, Dr. McEwen, and your announcer. It was directed and sound designed by Laura Kerrigan and engineered by John Shea, with assistance from Elizabeth Vandenberg. Additional sound effects and music were provided by YouTube Audio Library, Zapslat.com, SoundBible.com, and Freesound.org. This programming is only made possible through the generous support of the Talking Information Center's volunteers, sponsors, and donors. Please consider contributing your time or financial support to this worthwhile nonprofit. You may contact us at 781-834-4400 or visit ticnetwork.org for more information. We would again like to say thank you to the Maine Family Foundation, the Massachusetts Cultural Council, and the Bridgewater, Duxbury, Marshfield, and Scituate Cultural Councils, who helped sponsor this year's TIC Radio Theater season. Stairway to Heaven will join 33 other radio theater productions available for streaming on the special programming page at ticnetwork.org. On behalf of our cast and everyone here at the Talking Information Center, we would like to thank you for tuning in. And that, dear listeners, is what we call a wrap.